Good morning. Good evening. And good night. Whatever the time may be, your favorite podcast time is now. With Jill and Kirkley. Tune into the audio and video live stream at KirkleyHennessy.com. This podcast is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company.
And welcome, everybody, to the show. This is a special guest episode with Swift Andre on the Jill and Kirkley Show. I'm Jill.
Hey, what's up, folks? Kirkley here, and we've got Swift Andre.
What's going on, man?
What is going on?
I am excited to be here. I think
we're excited that you're here. I know, right?
Our video, which is amazing, by the way, that our guest star that we have in today is got a new single out as of May 6th. It is a single called "The Salvation Is Here," and it's available on Spotify, Pandora, just about anywhere. It is a Christian-based song, is it not? Right,
that's
Swift?
True. That's absolutely true. I'm here to represent. Absolutely.
I think that's fantastic.
So Salvation, if you're familiar with Christian-based, you know, Christ died for that, for us. And so this song is basically talking about that, and it's explaining that in the lyrics. It's one of the first part of the lyrics. By the way, this song is originally by Hillsong United. So I just took it and I put my own little twist to it. I added a few little things, a rap. I got a feature artist on there, B-Shock, who's big in Christian rap. And actually, I'm going to hang out with him in May, May 20th and the 21st. He's doing a Kid Fest up in Charlotte. So I went to one in Gatlinburg. But anyway, he's on this single, and he opens up with a rap, and you guys are going to get to hear it. I think Kirkley's going to play a little bit.
For the listeners the first
so
year.
Right now, I'm doing a lot of things, which is a blessing. So I'm really excited to be a part of Rev Music, which is my home church, Revolution Church, in Canton, Georgia. And we released a full compilation of songs, and it's titled Harvest. And I sung maybe two or three songs. I mean, I'm on the whole complete album, but one of them that I led was called Rest, and it has really grown legs, you know, so close to 65,000 streams. And you know, if it wasn't for Rev Church putting me on there, I mean, the way it happened was magical. Tim Brummel called me over and let me listen to the song, and I was so excited. At first, I didn't want to do the song, but then when I listened to it, I was like, yeah, I got to do the song. And Clay Goswick and Emily was part of the writing process, who are great musicians too. But they allowed me to do the song, and man, it's such a beautiful song. So
at
maybe you should play
that
song.
Revolution
Church. Yeah, so it's Rev Music. It's on Spotify as well. But the song I'm speaking about now is called Rest. Maybe you should play that one first. And then we'll get to my single, Salvation Is Here, featuring B-Shock. You know, maybe we can close with that. I don't know. I surround myself around positive energy, you know.
Energy is contagious.
All about thrive. And you know, the beautiful thing about following Christ for me is knowing that my dreams are never too big for him, you know.
Absolutely.
And not just that, God dreams bigger than you. So what you think you're wanting to do, God is gonna make sure that it's beyond what you can handle anyway, as long as you stay faithful and you understand. And I think the best part about all of this is like standing the word for me, like doing studies, getting up early in the morning, meditation. That's how I, you know, have j- just shifted my life, and working out now and mm-hmm. eating healthy. Those things really clear your mind when you do it.
I started all kinds of wonderful life habits. I have written affirmations that I read 3 times a day, and I have books that I've read, audiobooks, and it's just this year and a half working on this production is a huge change to my life for the better. And it's like one of these things that you envisioned happening, and then you sit back and you watch it happening, and you're doing it for nothing more than your passion for loving people and right. loving God, and you care nothing about notoriety, you care nothing about any kind of monetary value of money that would be made, or it's all what gets you up in the morning and makes you believe in something that's big and huge and powerful and very, very contagious in the best way possible.
And that what you're speaking about is when you draw that connection. And so your focus is deeper than what else is going on around you. I mean, you're just going and you're putting together everything that you dreamed of, but at the same time, you're in lockstep with God. And so
yep.
that's why you don't worry about all that other stuff. I mean, for
yes.
me, doing these songs and creating art and music, especially in Christ's name, it's just an honor and a blessing, and I'm humbled to be able to do it. You know, I got blessed to be able to build a studio in my house and take my time and actually write songs or remake songs or whatever I want to do, whatever I'm vibing on and whatever energy I want to put out. I'm able to do that in my own convenience, and there's no deadlock. Now, I just recently signed with an independent label, Let Me Sing Records, which I'm excited about. That is going to be cool and fun, and see how that's going to roll out.
We're back with our special guest, Swift Andre, and as we get back in, we're going to first play a song. We have a new release that is coming up, but here is one that has been available on Spotify, Apple, everywhere else as well.
Correct, yeah.
But this is Rest that we're getting ready to play. Is that correct?
Yes, so far 64,000 streams.
And how many 4 months ago?
Pretty low. It's like 1,200 or something.
1,200?
Somewhere.
1,264,000 now? You're saying there's a difference?
Yeah, it's a big difference, yes.
No, I'm saying, though, but that's where you were the same.
Well, when I was in here the first time we were together, mm-hmm. it was just released in November. And so it was just starting to take off.
I mean, so it's grown very nice.
Yeah, it was like 900, 1,200.
So in a month, you'll be over 100.
Yeah, I think, yes, I think so. You know, the church has done a really good job with keeping it organic and just watching everything. And I'm really just honored and humbled to be a part of it. I mean, we had no idea what was going to happen. We just knew that we wanted to release music representing Christ and meeting people where they are and trying to make sure that people know that everyone's struggling. We all go through things together, but sometimes, you know, you just got to trust, you got to sit down, you got to rest, and just listen, and listen to God, and listen to your heart, and follow that. That's really, this song, Rest, really talks about not worrying about tomorrow, right? That's that's part of the verse.
Like you,
I really, really love this song, Rest, man, and it's, you know, and I'm gonna just finish this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I'm really, really talking about this song more than anything right now, because I had to take a short sabbatical myself. I had to rest. I had to pump the brakes. I was going through a lot of personal stuff and dealing with some stuff with my family. You know, I had death in my family from my brother, which, you know, really devastated me.
I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it really hurt, and it still is hurting because it's not over. But this song really helped me, pull it all together, and the fact that I actually sung this song for the first time. It wasn't even released yet. It was coming out that following week. But I asked, could I sing it? And I sung this song at my grandmother's funeral. Wow. So it is always going to be special to me. You know, I will always relate or correlate those two things together. You know, singing it for the first time and singing it at my grandmother's funeral. And I remember driving to Nashville and going to, I was headed to the studio, and that song started playing, and I got all, you know,
sure,
emotional. No, I because I oh, thought yeah. about that, and the church was so like, yeah, absolutely, go sing it, absolutely. And it hadn't even been released yet, and they were like, yeah, you can sing that song. So that's why this song is special to me, and that's why I want you to kind of play it, and that's why I'm like shining the light on this, because it's really done really well as far as the live streaming goes. It's my home church. I've been there since 2007, 2008. I've been there a long time at Revolution Church, and you know, we finally released some music, some good worship music. And not only that, I also had a chance to do my own solo project, because I'm with a band called Hope's Anchor, and that's hopesanchorband.com. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm doing something totally opposite of that. We do Christian rock, but Salvation Is Here is my homage to that song. I remember singing it in church a lot.
The Kirkley Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
Here is Spotify's feature, Rest with Rev Music, featuring our guest in the studio, Swift Andre. We'll be back, and after this, more of Swift Andre's story and all of the wonderful things he has ahead of him.
I've seen the sparrow not worry about tomorrow, so why should I worry about today? I've seen the valley, the beauty in the ashes, so why should I worry about today? I can rest in you. I will trust in you. Never leave me. I've seen your goodness. You open up the heavens and send your child so I could be one too. I felt your kindness. You pulled me from the darkness. So why should I question what you do? I can't rest in you. I will trust in you. I find joy in you. You never leave me. You've always been faithful, you've always been able, and I am safe in your arms forevermore. You've always been faithful, you've always been able, and I am safe in your arms forevermore. You've always been faithful.
rules, so why should I worry about today?
Tune into the audio and video live stream at KirkleyHennessy.com. This podcast is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company.
If you haven't picked up on it, we do have a special guest in the studio. It's special guest episode with Swift Andre.
Thank you so much.
SwiftAndre.com.
There you go. All right. Now show him all your swagger.
Oh, my swag.
It's called drip.
Jill has the drip.
Jill's got good swag.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm here to promote Salvation Is Here. It is my new single. It came out May 6th. I'm so excited about it. It's on every musical streaming platform. You can check it out on Spotify, Deezer, Tidal. And look, hey, you don't even have to like it. But if you're watching me right now, just go hit like. Hit that heart button for me and just move on. You don't even have to listen to it for 10 seconds and be like, ah, that sucks. Who cares? Here's the real deal, though. If you listen to it, it may connect the dots for your life. You never know. It has a great message in there. And if you're struggling through something, it may break down some walls for you. It may encourage you to move forward, to get past what you're dealing with, and to leave the past in the past. Because this song is basically talking about evolving. And you know what else? It's also celebrating the fact that someone died for you so you can live
and
a better way. All right. So Christ set the pace. And that's what this song is about. Salvation is here. Salvation is here. And it lives in me.
And we haven't played that song yet.
Can't wait.
By the way, it's originally by Hillsong United. Originally. So I can't take credit for writing this song. Joel Houston wrote this song. Hillsong United actually did it a few years back. I want to say 2012, maybe. I can't remember. But anyway, all the copyrights are good. We're good.
Well, you're so a Spotify. It's released. You're a Spotify artist approved, and this is so you're all set. Yeah. And Jill has commandeered.
She has lot of fun accessories.
Alexander McQueen. Alexander McQueen.
Accessories. So.
Yes. That's called face jewelry.
I like visitors that bring accessories.
And so she looks good in those Alexander McQueens.
I like them.
Yeah. I do. I like you're a rock star anyway. I mean, a movie star, I should say. So you're supposed to wear those.
Jill, you are killing those things.
And
I love them.
Like, seriously, to the good.
Yeah, they
way
look good
be,
on her.
Girl, look at that.
They look good on her.
This just happens. I don't know what happened.
What's great is that the fact that we're celebrating my song is inspirational, and it's a Christian-based song. Also, you did, well, actually, you released something on Amazon that's Christian base or faith
the first
base,
episode very first episode
and it's great. I'm glad that I mean nothing could have changed this moment because this was all meant to happen.
Oh, when you sat down and you said you had your song coming out and it was Christian based, I said oh no this is something's gonna happen tonight. This is something.
I celebrate that. You know, I go out and I play bars and I play also lead worship in church as well, but a lot of people are always curious on, you know, why I do that, and I'm like, hey, you gotta go where they are. I mean, we all know the church is like a hospital as well, and everyone in church is not perfect, but these people are actually coming into church, and we're coming as a community to celebrate Christ together. But then you also have to go outside those walls in the church and then go down into where you know, what Jesus did. I mean, that's what he did. He hung out with the
spread the message
tax collectors, right? Mary Magdalene, I mean, she was a prostitute. So you have to be, not saying anyone in that bar is lower than me, underneath me, or anything
like
that.
Well, hold on. I'm still at prostitute.
Stop well, it,
that's
Kirkley.
What Murray was. Murray,
you were, was your pimp. Word of the day was pimp earlier, yeah. So you just need to get over it.
But I'm saying full attention she followed is all Christ. I was saying. She followed Christ, man. She was really there
was
doing
she good
the whole
at it?
Thing.
Is that where you're going? I'm sorry, I might be a little off track, guys.
No, I think you're asking good questions, but it was the very valid questions, and she obviously was. I mean, that's what she did for a living. But when she met Christ, all that changed, and her life evolved into something great and beautiful. And she had a chance to witness the Holy Father come down here in the form of a man being a baby. And, you know, that's what we believe now, and that's what I follow. So this song I released, Salvation Is Here, is expressing all of that. It's talking about all those things. So Jay is one of my best friends that, I mean, I had the privilege and honor to, we actually experienced all this stuff together. So I've been knowing him since I was 14 years old. We were in a group together. And then we also had the opportunity to work for Little Richard together. I mean, how cool is that? You get the same job, your Little same Richard, dream job, right. Touring with your best friend. Like, and y'all had this dream together since y'all were kids in the projects. And you actually saw that come to fruition because you worked hard. Man, we slept on library steps to meet promoters. I mean, we slept outside. I remember. Now, I got kids. So I guess we were about 16, 17. I don't know if my mom ever knew this, but we said we spent a night at each other's house, but we slept out on the steps to meet this promoter so we could get in the New Edition concert. And actually, what we did, we had a company. We did security for New Edition. We were 17 years old, and the guy took the bait. He did it. He let us run security at New Edition, one of our favorite groups. And we created a whole company. So after we got the deal, we literally went and created this whole company so we could run security. And we hired the high school football team to
oh
be.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's not what I was doing at 17, I have to say. I was not that cool.
And Jay
at
was
all.
A genius. And this guy named Jiffy from my hometown, too, of Knoxville, Tennessee, he was part of that deal, too. Now, that was our first taste of blood of the entertainment business behind the scene, right?
Oh, you were so sunk after that.
Yeah, after that, I was so. So then we caught the bus from Knoxville to Hollywood, and that's when we met Little Richard walking down the road. Now, keep in mind,
wow.
I'm swinging back into God here. We got saved before we left. We prayed the night before. Hey, God, just let us meet somebody, because we were overwhelmed. The first day we were there, we saw Arnold Schwarzenegger driving in a convertible.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, my goodness.
Down Sunset Boulevard. And we're like, what in the world?
If God doesn't hear your voice, that's proof right there.
And so we meet Little Richard walking down Sunset Boulevard.
That's amazing.
Now, you know, then later I end up working for him as his valet because I guess he wanted to see trust and everything. And then we end up singing back up and being his dancers and touring around the world for almost 25 years. Crazy story.
That's an amazing story.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And it started with a prayer. And in a vision and
first thing we
passion.
We knew as teenagers, you know, and now I have an 18-year-old, I have a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old. I'm thinking, man, how crazy were we to be that brave and to be that passionate about our dreams? So much so that before we left for Hollywood, we actually had my grandmother call our pastor so we could get saved before we leave.
Right.
For Hollywood.
Right.
Because we wanted to trust completely in God. We wanted to be surrounded and safe. And he did keep us safe. And here we are today. And this is a great story.
That's a great story because there's a lot of people that will, especially at a young age, pick up and try to go anywhere. Hollywood would be a big example.
Yeah.
And they get lost out there.
Well, I mean, so I'm not saying I didn't get lost.
Well, I'm saying
I just needed some protection and guardrails.
Right. You were protected. You had protection there. And not only did you have protection, but you actually had help. You had help.
I had real help that I believed in, and I had faith in.
That's a life-changing story. That's a real-life situation that you experienced.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's a one-in-a-million opportunity.
It really is.
You really never, I mean, the fact of time. And when they say about getting famous and being all of these things, you know, it really is about timing. It really is. But I'm here now. I'm doing my solo music. My band, Hope's Anchor, hopesanchorband.com is the band I was in for many of years. I'm still in this band. We're still going strong. We're writing new music now. But I'm doing a solo project right now that's totally all about me. It's all about what Christ is driving in me and what he wants me to do. I believe that. So I kind of went out on a limb and said, I want to do some solo stuff. And Salvation Is Here is my new release with B-Shock. B-Shock's a phenomenal artist. You can go check him out, B-Shock.com. So it's B-Shock-com. I am promoting my new song, Salvation Is Here. I want to give a shout out to my band, Hope's Anchor.
So, Swift, here is, you ready for this?
Salvation Is Here? I'm ready.
Here is you on a stage. We had this sent in from a fan.
Oh! Okay.
Here is you on stage.
Look at that.
All right, I'm going to get you guys.
Oh, nice. Here we go. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Nice.
That is Swift, the whole audience. He's lit. There he is. Talking to the audience, talking to the crowd. You like that?
Yeah, that was fun. That was Boy Scouts of America.
Swift, this is your newest release on Spotify. Salvation Is Here with B-Shock and Swift Andre. We'll be back after his newest release right here with music powered by Spotify.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what is coming my way. Yeah. Jesus made a winner when he died in my place. Hey. Died in my place to make a winner out of me. Now a weapon toward me just cannot be. Nah, yeah, he gave me power and love. Salvation is here,
God above the world in motion, and God above all my hopes and fears. I don't care the world throws at me now, it's gonna be alright.
All right, we are back. That is Swift, Andre.
Yeah, yeah.
Salvation is here.
Amazing. Absolutely. That was really great.
It was fun.
That was awesome.
And it is a beautiful song.
It is.
Thank you for having me on the show. Seriously, man. I mean, you know, this was perfect timing to promote the new single, Salvation is Here, and get it out there. Originally done by Hillsong United. But
now, more than anything, when is Hillsong United?
More than anything, B-Shock is on this cut, and he kills it. He opens up. I wanted him to open up with this song because, you know, a lot of times people may put a rapper in the middle of a breakdown or verse, and I really wanted him to bring the energy first because the beat is so, like, addictive. This beat on this song is just, like, old school. Ga-doom, shot.
Ga-doom, mm-hmm. Doom, it's a good song. Doom. Really good song.
I mean, it just has
that. I waited all night for that. That was amazing.
And what's really cool, I was just sitting, and I had this producer give me a couple of beats, and that song came to my head. I started singing, God above, put the world in
motion. So the lyric, lyrics were after the music.
Yeah, I heard the music. I heard the beat. The song had been released. The song, if you listen to the original song, it's like, God above, put the world, and it's a rock song. So right, I took it and was like, God above, put the world in motion.
Woo!
God above,
Joe likes
my hopes and fears. I don't care what the world throws at me now. It's gonna be all right. Hear the sound of a generation. Yeah.
I
wanted to put that so with it a little bit to change it up. So on my breaks and everything, and I'm doing that, hey, ho, I wanted to add that hip-hop flavor. So I asked B-Shock to come on and do the rap and just kind of switch it up a little bit and give it a new flavor, a new style, because it was originally like this U2-style rock song.
Swift, thank you again.
No problem.
Everybody on the screen knows your contact.
Can I give a little shout out to some of the places I'll be singing at and
absolutely. Worship
at Journey Church out in Alpharetta, and also Church of the Apostles in Atlanta. I'll be there 15th and 22nd. It's not a gig. It's just me leading worship. So I don't mean it like that, but I just want to let these people know who's connected on my social media that I really appreciate them inviting me out to usher in the word of God at their place. And I'm a visitor, and I thank you for that. But those are some of the places I'll be singing at as well.
And I'm hanging out with B-Shock.
B-Shock up in Charlotte, March 20th, 21st. Charlotte up at Kids Fest. It's going to be huge. B-Shock is one of my closest friends. And Christian artist. Shout out to Big J if he's listening, and Hope Sanker, my boys Harry, Jeff, and Ray.
And telling them what song we're all listening to as we
exit. This is called Scars. Swift Andre featuring Kavina Love, who's a phenomenal gospel artist. Go check her out too.
With you every week. It's the Kirkley Hennessy Show.
My past is like a river, river of memories. Some are good and some flood over me. Though you erase my past, yet I continue to look back, even when you've forgiven me. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your love, never looking back, cause I hear your voice. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your love, never looking back, cause I made a choice.
You called my name. Oh. the mountain through the valley, your grace and mercy spoken over me. And I have my scars, they remind me of the journey, story of your love that set me free. Story of your love that made me clean.
I pretend that I don't struggle, and I still put things above you.
Oh, even though you carry me, but your love is so much stronger,
yeah, yeah.
Your grace is so much better than anything I could ever dream. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your love, never looking back, 'cause I hear your voice. Reminds me I'm in love.
You call my name.
You call my name.
From the mountain through the valley, grace and mercy spoken over me. And I have my scars.
I have my scars.
They remind me of the journey, story of your love that set me free. Covered in your love, I'm covered,
I'm covered,
I'm covered, rushing like a flood,
hey,
I'm covered, covered in your love, I'm covered, I'm covered, rushing like a flood,
yeah.
Covered in your love, I'm covered, I'm over me. And I have my scars.
I have my scars.
They remind me of the journey,
whoa, 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 whoa.
The story of your love that set me free.
Listen, if I told you that there is a love that makes a way and never holds you back, would you break free? Would you break free? Get up and dance in His love. Would you break free? Would you break free? Get up and dance in His love. Who would have thought that God would give His one and only Son, taking the stand upon across the show is perfect love. So won't you break free, won't you break free, get up and dance in His love. So won't you break free, won't you break free, get up and dance in His love. His love's never ending, there's no escaping the truth, there's no mistaking issue. God forever will get up and dance, get up and dance and praise you. There's no mistaking it.
up and dance and praise you. There's no mistake in your love. There's no mistake in your life. Around the world we will get up and dance. Get up and dance and praise you. Oh, get up and dance. Get up and dance and praise you. Yeah, get up and dance.
Show. This podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.